This is Global Non-Commissioned Apostles Trinity Church in Omaha, Nebraska. We are a new apostolic wineskin with we are a local church, a congregation with or without a sanctuary. We are a community of home churches. We are an association of churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this podcast is the revelation of how we do church. Hallelujah. And if you want more information, please visit ElvisIverson.com. This is a ministry of Supplication Ash Ministries. And please support this work. Hallelujah. We are planting these apostolic works all over the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We believe in apostles, prophets. We believe in the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe in signs and wonders. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. And we believe in the Reformed Grace Message. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Iverson Eschatology. Hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, we have our meetings on Sunday at 4 p.m. Hallelujah. You can contact us for our address and contact at ElvisIverson.com if you're coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, you know, please don't say you're coming and don't not show up. Hey, we are here to do business, okay? We're raising people up in their fivefold ministry gifts, raising up in their gifts and callings. We have been doing this for a short number of years. Hallelujah. We come together to pray apostolic prayers and worship the Lord and hear teachings and fellowship. Hallelujah. And so those that are called to become part of us, every fivefold ministry that's called to become a part of us, or any church or organization that wants to join us and come in fellowship with this banner, they have to go through this podcast, okay? We're not looking for people that are say, hey, I want to join this. No, we are an association of churches. We are an apostolic ministration. Hallelujah. And so you must have the revelation how we do church to be a part of us. And then after a period of time, hallelujah, amen, we do accept a few churches to join our organization. It's called Apostolic Adoption. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, we are going to the nations. We are focusing more on missionary work. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to several nations around the world in 18 areas. And the theme is called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. We have a YouTube channel, Global Anarchy. You find that. Also, I personally have a YouTube channel called Apostle Iverson. Hallelujah. And then Elvis Iverson. On Elvis Iverson, we have a playlist called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. Amen. The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. And that is based on those messages where I'm going around the world. Hallelujah. And you can go in there. Amen. Please support this ministry and plant the seed. Hallelujah. Amen. By making your checks payable to Supplication National Ministries and the memo rate donation and mail it to Supplication National Ministries, P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska, 68108. And please visit our website at ElvisIverson.com, because we are also foreshadowed by Supplication National Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for listening, and hope you enjoy. And also visit my other podcasts, 72 Nations Conference Call Podcast, which happens the second Friday of every month, hallelujah, at 9 p.m. Central Time. Hallelujah. You can listen in, you can join and enjoy it, call in. And also we have Elvis Iverson podcast, also Seven Thunders Prophetic Podcast. Amen, hallelujah. Seven Thunders. You can find that more information at ElvisIverson.com. Amen. Well, enjoy this message. Thank you. Amen. This is Global Anarch, a podcast. This is Global Anarch podcast, a The purpose of our podcast is to share how we do church. This is Extended Ministry of Supplication National Ministries. Our website is ElvisIverson.com. I'm Elvis Iverson. Amen. Today we're talking about the will of God for the church. Let's open our Bibles to Acts chapter 2. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking bread and in prayer. The will of God for the church. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's open up to Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2 says, the church of God which is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, and all those who are in every place, call on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's open up to Hebrews. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter chapter 10, verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, a new and living way which he has consecrated through us, that is, through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, a full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to a confession without hope, without wavering, for he who promises favor. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, but not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, but in manner of some, but as art one and daily, so much more you see the day approaching. Revelation 4, verse 1. Hallelujah. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was one like a trumpet speaking to me, saying, come up here, and I will show you the things which must take place after this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And glory to God. The will of God for the church. And the Lord is speaking in this time. He's speaking to me. Hallelujah. This whole thing that God is releasing this revelation. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Years ago, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to me. He gave me a vision for my life, my ministry, a vision for the church, my church. Amen. He laid his hands upon me. He put his power in me. And then the next day, he told me that God will give me a model of the church. Amen. Hallelujah. And then I will take that model to the nation. And that's what I'm doing. Hallelujah. See, the will of God of the church is not the theater type of church. It's not the theater type of church. Hallelujah. It's not the King of the Hill ministry. Hallelujah. It's not that you sit there. It's not the clergy or the laity. Hallelujah. It's not the clergy or the laity. You know, you know, the thing is this is the Christian life. The Christian life is you know, you get born in this earth and then you get born again and then you go to church. Hallelujah. You tithe. You have a job. There's a pastor that talks to you every week and you probably miss one day, you know, month, hallelujah. And you know, then you die and you're in heaven. The thing is, you're not gonna get a whole bunch of things, rewards for just sitting there and doing nothing. Okay, and the thing is, we need eternal rewards. We gotta look up eternal rewards. There's the imperishable crown. There's the crown of glory. You know, there's different crowns that God wants us to have. Hallelujah. And then it says we're faithful. A few things will be faithful over many. Hallelujah. And we are to be fruitful, barren, bear much fruit, and fruit that remains. Hallelujah. First of all, amen. Hallelujah. God wants to bring great increase to the church. Hallelujah. But in order for it to be the great increase, there must be great increase from the kingdom of God. And that's why it is time. The priesthood of the believer. Every believer needs to know the function of the priest and begin to come into that. Hallelujah. You got to begin to prioritize the things that God has prioritized. Hallelujah. Amen. And then from that, the kingly anointing will begin to come. Hallelujah. And we become kings and to take the seven mountains of society. Hallelujah. There has to be a grassroots movement on every mountain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, the nuclear church has to be reformed. The nuclear church has to be reformed. And then we must establish the extended church. And the extended church is the seven mountain mandate church. Hallelujah. It is the church in the workplace, the marketplace. Hallelujah. And the secular is where the kingdom of God manifests. See, the kingdom of God is within you. Hallelujah. Amen. And you are kings of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the kingdom manifests through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We are to take the secular realm. The four walls are for the priesthood of the ministry is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the thing is we are to worship God. We are to worship God. We are to build altars unto the Lord. Amen. See, the extended church must be reformed. This is a time of reformation. Hallelujah. And we need to be established in the thesis of third reformation. Every believer needs to have personal reformation. And then you can have personal revival. Hallelujah. Amen. But we need to move on to harvest. It is time to have a harvest. The Lord, the Bible says God added daily to the church. Why is that not happening? Because the city of confusion is shut up. None goes in and none goes out. Why? Because you allowed Jezebel. You allowed divination. You allowed religious spirits to guide you. Instead of the Holy Spirit, you have anointed the unanointed. You have followed people that do not hear God. And that's why we need order. We need divine order in the house of God. Hallelujah. So what is the will of God for the church? What is the will of God for the church? Hallelujah. Well, we need, you know what? We need to come into the third reformation. Amen. Hallelujah. Establish the thesis of the third reformation. So we'll begin to come into revival. Amen. Hallelujah. And the will of God, the church started the home and shall return to the home. We need to get back into the home. We need the home church. The theater church is not the will of God. The theater church is not the will of God. Yes, we are coming together. Yes, we are hearing the word of God. The theater type of ministry is the King of the Hill ministry, the one man ministry is not the will of God. Putting that person on a pedestal. It's not the will of God. See, the apostle, a good apostle, as you can tell him by his back, that he's from a distance going on and oversees from a distance. Hallelujah. You know, so the thing is, we must receive the apostle's teaching and begin to abide in it. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we must prioritize it, and then we must fellowship. We must break bread. We must go from house to house. Hallelujah. Amen. We must have biblical fellowship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's why we need the home church, my friend. We need the home church. The will of God. The will of God for the church is the home church. The church meets in the home. The church meets in the home. The church meets in the home, and it's time to restore the home church. But people don't want it because they lack the clergy spirit. They lack the lady spirit. Hey, you do not prioritize the priesthood of the ministry. You're not obeying it. God wants to raise up a mighty company of priests and kings. But not just priests. Not just kings. If he first does not raise up a company of priests, there could be no company of kings. But the thing is, there needs to be a great increase of the kingdom of God first. So the thing is, you raise up a company of priests, then we walk in the kingly anointing. Hallelujah. Amen. And the company of kings begin to rise up. Then there becomes a great increase of the kingdom of God. And then there comes a great increase of the church. Hallelujah. It is time for momentum to come forth. Amen. Great momentum. Hallelujah. And great breakthrough to come to the church. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, the thing is, as we look at the vertical church has to be reformed, and it starts with the home church. And when we talk about, amen, the new upstart wineskin church, that is a community of home churches with or without a sanctuary. The sanctuary is where we got to put the fivefold ministry back in the house of God. Amen. It's where the apostle, prophet, and teacher ministers, and among the home churches is where the evangelist and pastor ministers in a team, and they minister among the home churches. Hallelujah. But all the five of them ministers among the home churches. But the thing is that the sanctuary is for prayer, for missions, for the ministry of the apostle, prophet, and teacher. Hallelujah. Amen. Primarily. Amen. Amen. And the home church is for the one another. Hallelujah. And then we have new apostolic administration, which is ecclesiastic orders, ecclesiastic associations. Hallelujah. And then there's parachurch ministries, hallelujah. Mission stations, hallelujah. And then we go into the horizontal. We prayer centers, revival centers, apostolic city church centers. Hallelujah, amen. There's many apostles. When you talk about the will of God for the church, you need to talk about what is the ministry of the apostle. We need to get around the ministry of the apostle. We need to get around the ministry of the prophet. If your pastor is not around an apostle or a pastor, you need to say, hey, I got to leave that church. Hallelujah. And so, the five old ministers need to get back in the house of God. Amen. But the priesthood needs to do the function of the priesthood. The degree of freedom is the degree of maturity that apostle has. And if there is no freedom in your church, if you have an apostle, amen, he's a false apostle, immature apostle. And so, but there's more apostles in the vertical, there's less apostles in the horizontal, and there's less apostles. Amen. In the cooperative. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's where we're going. Hallelujah. Amen. But the thing is we the home church has got to be interdependent on one another. Interdependent on one another. Amen. Hallelujah. There has to be a liberty. They cannot be cell groups. They cannot be support groups. Miniature local churches. We got to come into the organic flow of the church. Yes, we may start with a structure, a program, but we got to come into the organic. Amen. That's why we got to be led by the Spirit of God. That's why there got to be some maturity. Hallelujah. There got to be some order. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the will of God for the church is the home of church. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And we got to come into the mission, the whole entire, hallelujah, the work of the ministry. 98% of the ministries will be done by the believer. Hallelujah. Amen. Only 2% to be done by the fivefold ministry. Then the fivefold ministry can accomplish what they are called to do. The saints must be equipped for the work of the ministry. Amen. We need to obey the Great Commission. Amen. Lead people to Jesus Christ, disciple them, and then we get into the discipleship of nations. We have not even gotten into the discipleship of nations. We're trying to do it politically. That is the kingly anointing. Hallelujah. You know, one thing is we're focusing so much on the kingly anointing, we don't got the priestly anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get the priestly anointing, then all of that comes the kingly anointing. And from the kingdom comes the great increase of the kingdom of God. And from the great increase of the kingdom of God comes the great increase of the church. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to bring forth the healing of nations. He wants to bring forth the healing of nations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants to bring the restoration of all things. He wants to restore the hearts of the Father to the children, the hearts of the children to the Father. He wants to restore generational, restoration of many generations, the restoration of generational blessings. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants to take the church into a cycle of elevation and promotions, acceleration and quantum leaps. Hallelujah. And it is time. Amen. Hallelujah. But we got to hear what God wants to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Stop supporting pastors that do not hear from God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the church is going to come into the glory of God. And the church wants to, it's just going to grow. But when we think of the church, some people just think of the vertical. No, the church is more horizontal than vertical. But here the vertical is the fruit of reformation and revival. And God wants a great harvest of souls. God wants to raise up the dominion of the church and the government of the apostles and prophets. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me pray for you right now, Father. I pray for everyone listening to the message. It will influence me in the church of the Lord. I pray the outpouring of home churches of God. Without number. Beyond number. I pray, Father, for a harvest beyond number. Raise up a mighty company of priests. Mighty company of kings. Great increase, like him, God. Bring great increase to the church. God, reform the extended church of God. And outpour a new officer of wineskin home churches. Outpour a new officer of wineskin churches. And outpour a new officer of wineskin. Raise up apostles and prophets all over the earth. Fresh wave of the fivefold ministry of God. In Jesus' name. Lord, establish us in the feast of the third reformation. Establish us in the third reformation. Lord, bring forth the unfolding. Restore the revival of life. Bring personal revival to every believer right now. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, it is time for the revival of life. It is time for the revival of life. It is time for the revival of life. Bring forth the unfolding many revivals, God. And Lord, and bring the many continuous and sometimes great, sometimes massive harvests, sometimes extreme harvests, but they will be continued. God will add daily to the church. I pray for all poor and many breakthroughs and miracles right now. And I speak grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Please visit ElvisIverson.com and enjoy the many pleasures of Christ. Amen.